When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Kate Nellis came on the show. I tried to get it out of him, and he said I'd rather talk about it after the season. But yes, we've done a few things that are different. Guys, do you realize we had 5 against the Chargers? That was a loss. We had 4 against the Vikings. That was a loss. We had 4 against the Raiders. We won that game. That is a total of 13 sacks coming out of the bye. We're not talking about sacks anymore. Sacks are not the reason why we're losing these games. And that is what's crazy about this situation we're in. We were saying we need more heat. We got to get more sacks. Quarterback was fine. Now we're getting sacks, and the quarterback isn't fine, and now we have to make a change. Mike, 13 since the bye week. That's 3 weeks. And these guys have gotten to the quarterback, and the change, I think there's a multitude of things going on, but one of the changes is this guy that we just had on the phone, Mike, Caden Ellis.
And I love Caden, but all the things you're saying, I got to be honest, it still adds up to the least amount of sacks in the National Football League.
We're not talking about it.
But you played a team that was one-dimensional in the Chargers. They had one wide receiver. You know, I mean, they couldn't really run the ball. I mean, I just felt the rate. Look, beating up the Raiders, I get it. I'll take those numbers, and special teams was great. But I just think two of those three opponents just couldn't do some of the things that, you know, a balanced NFL team does.
So the crazy thing is, if they got no sacks, we'd be bitching.
Right.
They got 5, 4, and 4 the last 3 weeks.
Right. But Desmond Ridder was literally, I mean, even with his mobility that we saw, of like a sitting duck back there. Well, that was on the Raiders, man.
They fired the OC. So when they get sacks, now it's the quarterback who's sitting back there.
I'm just not getting all excited about being dead last in the NFL at sacks, even with all the numbers you're talking about.
Who's excited?
You're excited.
I'm just saying all the comments that you were making about sacks, it hasn't mattered the last 3 weeks. This is not the reason we're not winning football games.
The Raiders literally had a one-dimensional offense. They didn't even try to run the football in this game. Desmond Ridder is horrible, but I mean, I feel good about it. I mean, you still came down to the final possession in that game. Yes, your offense was horrible. That's why Cousins got benched. But I'm not going to get all warm and fuzzy about, you know, getting sacks on Desmond Ridder because the Raiders are terrible.
Well, what about Sam Darnold? That's a 12-win football team.
And then when you didn't get the sacks, they burned us for the explosive plays.
I mean,
that's literally the definition of sacks don't matter, as in Mike Smith, because you didn't get the sacks when you needed them.
And that's the thing. Timely sacks is what matters. Sacks, generally speaking, if you get 6 sacks and you still lose, what impact did it have on the game?
Consistent pressure, getting the other team off the field on third down. That's what Smitty used to say. And I used to bust his balls about it, but this is like living proof in that Vikings game.
So is this overrated? Because the reason why I say this is because the Denver Broncos have 49 sacks right now. They're Super Bowl champions? Are they going to win it? The Houston Texans have 45 sacks.
They've got a much better – the Broncos have a lights-out defense compared to what we've got.
No, they got a really good defense. My point is we have improved in this area, and this is not what we're talking about now. We're talking about something completely different that is affecting why we are losing games. And earlier in the season, it was we're losing because we're not getting enough heat. I give Caden Ellis and this defense credit. Out of the bye week, and again, I can't put my finger on it specifically, things have changed. They're doing a really good job, and that needs to be acknowledged. It's not about getting warm and fuzzy, putting pom-poms on. 5, 4, and 4 in the last 3 weeks, the problem is two of those were losses. That's my issue. Like, we got these sacks, but how did it affect the game?
Well, we are still 1, 2, 3. We're the 4th worst team as far as touch. We're tied for second. Actually, It's a four-way tie for the most touchdowns allowed. Us, the Panthers, the Texans you mentioned, and Jacksonville have all given up 27 touchdowns in the air.
Texans have?
Texans have, which
wow.
is crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't realize that.
I looked at the normals. But yeah, the Texans have allowed 27.
Wow.
They also picked off 19.
Lots of turnovers.
Right.
See, and that's the other thing that during this span where Kirk was struggling, we talked about it. Guys, we didn't turn people over. We just didn't. And all of a sudden, like, that dried up, and then your quarterback is turning it over to the other team, yet we're getting sacks. All I'm saying is there is an improvement there. This is what we're going to have to do if we're going to make a playoff run.
But I know the phrase drives people crazy because every coach and player will use it, but the complementary football, you know, that's where you've got to be able to, you know, for instance, our secondary. We need more picks from the secondary. That's one that we definitely – remember Jesse Bates was on pace, seemed like he was going to lead the league as a safety.
Early.
We need more of those. We've got 9 interceptions. By the way, not to say it's you know, again, he can still make mistakes. He's a rookie. The pressure for Michael Penix Jr. The Giants have only got 2 picks in the entire season.
And that's why they are where they are.
Think about that, guys. Now you give up 19 passing touchdowns, only 2 picks.
Turnovers matter. Sacks do matter. And we go around and around on this. They do matter, but it's when they happen in a game. And, you know, Chris Jones in the Super Bowl, sacked to win the game. That's a different level of this playing itself out. But I give them credit. Whatever they're doing, let's keep doing it. Because, Mike, I think, again, I don't know who we're going to see in the playoffs. Let's knock wood. If we get there, you're going to have to do this. We cannot get into the playoffs and revert back to what we were doing, which was 0 sacks in most of these games.
We had fun, I think, the first quarter of the season, you and I, because we said, well, we might not get to 18 sacks. Well, we've surpassed that.
Well, remember I asked you and Chris.
Can you get to 30? Can you get to 30?
I was throwing that number out, like 25. You both were like, no. What are we at? 20 what?
We're 23. So we would need at least two sacks and 3 in one game to get us over 30.
Well, they've been averaging 4. So
right.
These last 3 weeks. I don't know. I mean, look, if you feel like Carolina's a bad team, right, but it's a division game, we're going to be favored this week and the last week of the season. The Washington game is the one that I think everybody's kind of like, not sure.
It's a huge game with the wild card ramifications. Big game, guys. We need to be Bucks fans this week. I'm sorry, I should say Cowboys fans this weekend against the Bucks, and we really need to be Eagles fans against the Commanders, because you can knock the Commanders down a peg, Carl, to where that game that we play, that could decide us jumping in the wild card if we can't get by Tampa Bay for the division. The other good news about the final part of the season, mentioned it yesterday, Giants and Carolina are the 2 worst rushing defenses. Carolina's given up the most. Giants are the 2nd most. So we should be able to have the balanced attack, which should set Penix up for success.
That bodes well for us. Let's hear real quick. We got some guy talk coming up from Zach Robinson talking about Michael Penix as they get him ready. And we've been talking about it all day, guys. You'll hear from Coach Rock coming up. That Caden Ellis interview that we did earlier, you'll also hear that. Here he is talking about the 70-play walkthrough that they had last night and the fact that Michael Penix was throwing the ball.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Around.
Yeah, I think it's even as simple as, we just had a walkthrough just now. We just had about 70 plays a walkthrough, and we made sure that he was throwing every single one. The guys were jogging through, but we want to make sure that, obviously, they're seeing the lefty spin. You know, they're running through the landmarks that they're supposed to be at, the timing, all those things that are going to happen. But like you said, got to accelerate that. Probably going to have to get extra work, you know, after practice tomorrow and routes on air and all those things that will be important. We've got, you know, all of our skill guys and Mike, they've got such a great natural feel for the game that, of course, there's going to be things here and there that they're just going to continue to get better at. But we feel good about just, you know, the overall skill guys, their feel for the game, Mike's feel for the game, and anticipate that those guys will show up in a big way on Sunday.
I mean, there's generally, you know, when you get a new quarterback in there sometimes, Carl, there's a buzz. There's certainly a buzz with the fan base, but I think it's not like it's divided emotions or loyalties, but you heard it from Caden Nelson when he joined us. These guys love Kirk Cousins, you know, and they're excited about Penix because Penix is a great young man. We were impressed when we sat down with him a few times. But yeah, it's a strange time, but it's also a chance that maybe the shakeup will drive us to something, right?
Sure. I think guys, whether they're admitting it or not, and by the way, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will let you hear from one player who's basically not non-committal. That's the word I'm going to use as to how he feels about things that have happened.
He's low energy.
Yeah, nice. he stated how he feels, but I think most guys feel like Caden Ellis. I think most of these guys are excited about what's in front of them.
And I think out of respect, because of the way Kirk Cousins handled his business until obviously things went off the rails, you guys, I think, probably look at each other at some point. Maybe they're never going to say it publicly, but what is going on here?
No.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.